hooking up their spouse. My people working, my people relaxing, my people protecting, helping, saving, chilling, relaxing, making that money. My people holding it down. Thank you so much. You can always listen to the show starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, every single week. You can lock in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've already had a busy show. Thank you so much to David Sampson for joining us, former Marlins executive, host of Nothing Personal with David Sampson. He came through to talk to us about the Major League Baseball postseason. And speaking of the postseason, we got one spot left for advancement. The Mets and the Brewers are getting ready to get it on right now in Milwaukee. Hick, you said you hate them towels, right? Well, they're spinning them suckers around right now.
That's fine. You think I'm worried about... Do you think I'm nervous about a towel? No, sir.
Well, you said you hated the flags here in Georgia.
Hated. I think it's just stupid.
What's the difference between what they're doing right now and what's here in Atlanta?
Well, at least rally towels, I guess, they're more common. It looks somewhat cool when they're all in unison.
Uh-huh.
The flag, like... Waving the flag, if you think about the motion, it's so dumb. Like, how? I mean, you talk about just no intimidation whatsoever. Well, you're waving the flag in a figure eight. Ooh, I'm shaking in my boots.
I'm going to get you a flag with your face on it.
Well, I hate to say it. It's going right in the garbage.
Oh, ouch.
Jeez.
Damn. You wouldn't want to, like, I don't know, hang it up in your house? What are you doing?
No. I appreciate the thought, but if it's one of those handheld-like ones that they give away at Falcons games, I'm going to keep my protest strong, even if it has my face on it.
I'm talking about like a real flag.
Oh, like a big-ass flag.
Like a real flag.
Okay,
like
different.
You can You can go outside and you can march down 6th Avenue with, you know, a flag and with your face on it, just flapping in the wind.
Although I don't think anybody on this planet needs a 3-foot flag of my face on it, that's for sure. So that might be in the garbage anyway, whether it's my doing or someone else's doing.
No, you'll make it to the news in New York, so that'll be fun. That'll be cool. Good publicity stunt. What are you waiting for?
Maybe I'll take my pants off, too, and run down the street.
Hey.
That will get some real publicity.
Just go down to Brooklyn Bridge while you do it.
Stand next to the naked cowboy in Times Square. Where?
Does he still exist?
Oh, he does. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You saw him out there recently?
I mean, I avoid Times Square like the plague, so yes. I've not been there in a long time. But I feel like, yeah, I don't think he's... Why'd he give up his shtick? There's tourists there all the time.
I haven't... I try to avoid that place even when I'm back in New York. I have not seen the Naked Cowboy in approximately, I don't know, maybe 5, 6, 7 years. You're getting old, man. You're getting older.
True.
He got to be in his... I don't even know. Is he in his 50s, kissing 60 right now? I don't know.
And maybe, I don't know if, you know, the life-size Elmo and Darth Vader have kind of pushed him out, the characters.
Right.
Because that's a whole other thing.
No, he's not that old. He's 53.
Google that?
Yeah, I did.
Google has an age for the Naked Cowboy? Wow.
Yeah, he's originally from Cincinnati, Ohio. Mm-hmm.
It's impressive.
Yep.
He's made it. Good for him.
It made it to what?
Well, I mean... The fact that I feel like if you can Google someone's age and it shows up, you've made it. You are famous enough.
Okay.
Right? Would you say?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, well,
if you Googled yourself and said Jarrett Sportbrief age and it said your age, wouldn't you think that's pretty cool or no?
Well, a guy did call up last week and said I was 27, 28 years old, so I'll take it.
That's right.
Why not? I'll take it. Why not? I guess that's true. Except I'm not standing out in Times Square in my underwear with a... Is that a banjo? Yeah, a guitar and a cowboy hat.
A guitar, singing and serenading the ladies.
Well, why didn't nobody make a video game where everybody in Times Square fights each other?
Oh.
Right. Like Elmo versus Naked Cowboy. Naked Cowboy versus the Street Dancers. Mickey Mouse versus, I don't know, Batman Crackhead. Like, why don't we have that game?
I like that. I like it a lot. Yeah. We should... create it.
Disney will sue and Warner Brothers will sue. The Naked Cowboy will sue. Just somebody needs to put it together on a dark web. That'll be fun. Anyway, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. A big Monday night football. Today's not Monday. A big Thursday night football game. We got the Falcons and then we also have the Buccaneers. All my people here in Atlanta, They're literally a couple of blocks from me having the time of their lives. They're tailgating, and I'm hanging out here talking about Caitlin Clark. Yeah, we talked about Antonio Pierce. We talked about the playoffs. We'll definitely keep you updated. We're going to get into Thursday Night Football. The game is about an hour. We'll talk about the Falcons, who cannot score to save their lives. But right now, let's get this out the way. This woman can score. This woman, Caitlin Clark, officially became Rookie of the Year today. And we told you last week that she was Rookie of the Year. It was really no shock. Now, here's the deal. There were 67 total votes. There are 67 individuals who have a vote for Rookie of the Year. Caitlin Clark got 66 out of 67 votes. Somebody, somewhere, decided to vote for Angel Reese. Now, look, there's nothing wrong with her and her double doubles, okay? 14 points, 13 rebounds, but, and I'm not going to call the person who voted for Angel Reese stupid, because I don't know him. But it was certainly a stupid-ass decision that they made to vote for Angel Reese based on and based off of what? Caitlin Clark lit it up. She lit up the WNBA this year. 20 points a game, 8.5 assists, 5.5 rebounds, more than a steal a game. And she led the league in assists. That ain't a rookie stat. She led the entire league in assists. She led all rookies in points, assists, steals, field goals made, three-pointers made, free throw percentage, true shooting percentage. She basically led all rookies in everything except for, I don't know, the rebounds that Angel Reese got. What are we doing? Today, the Indiana Fever, they put out an old-ass video when Caitlin Clark found out at practice that she was Rookie of the Year. This is courtesy of the Indiana Fever's social media.
All right, I know you guys are in Connecticut. Well, but good luck to him tomorrow's playoff game. And is Caitlin Clark in the room?
She sure is.
It feels like just yesterday when I called your name to the stage as the number one pick in this year's draft. You held the Indiana Fever jersey for the first time, and what a record-breaking season for you and the entire team, full of outstanding performances. And I know all of you had hard work and dedication, and it's paid off with your playoffs, etc. And I know the best is yet to come. So congratulations, Caitlin. You are the 2024 Kia WNBA Rookie of the Year.
Woo! I don't fit in. I don't fit in. Anyway, yeah, she's Rookie of the Year. And it was only months. And, you know, I gave her entire season numbers. In September, she dropped 25 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds, and a steal. So she upped her numbers as the season went on. And, of course, she garnered that experience. Now, let's not forget, early in the season, before she got started, her number one hater, who started to change her tune, Diana Taurasi, back in April, you know, she was sitting down and she was on ESPN and she's like, yeah. She's going to have to get used to the women. Like, we're women. We're not kids. We're not 18-year-olds in college. That Caitlin Clark and all the rookies are going to have to get used to this adjustment. Listen to what Diana Taurasi said earlier this year.
Look, SVP, reality is coming.
Okay.
You know, there's levels to this thing, and that's just life. We all went through it.
Of course.
And you see it on the NBA side, and you're going to see it on this side, where, you know, you look superhuman playing against 18-year-olds, but you're going to come with some grown women that have been playing professional basketball for a long time. Not saying that it's not going to translate, because when you're great at what you do, you're just going to get better. But there is going to be a transition period where you're going to have to give yourself some grace as a rookie. And, you know, it might take a little bit longer for some people.
Yeah, it didn't take her long. It did not take Caitlin Clark long. She's the best point guard in the WNBA. I said it. I ain't got no problem. Ain't nobody going to come yell at me. No disrespect to Sabrina Ionescu. She's probably going to win a championship. But Caitlin Clark, for playing 1 year with a break, she came back after that break with a vengeance. And it was only a few months ago, just to kind of get people riled up even more. Not that it needs it. Hickey, remember we had this conversation? I was hoping that somehow, some way, that there would be enough of a performance from both Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark that we could have a co-rookie of the year. There was no justification. Angel Reese blew out her wrist. The team fell into the toilet. Caitlin Clark got better. But is this? Do you think this person is going to share why they voted for Angel Reese? Or are they going to run and hide?
Probably run and hide, like most of those voters who always have the one outlier do. Probably will get shamed. I mean, look, with the internet these days, right? It's someone's always finds out who's the one voter. They'll probably get outed. They have to give a cockamamie explanation as to why they did it. And here's certain numbers. And she didn't get the respect. And I wanted to highlight that. It's not going to make any sense. And we're all going to move on after that. But that's probably, I bet, how it goes.
Like, what is, I'm trying to understand. You would think that someone who covers the league would have an understanding of the league and the impact of Caitlin Clark. How, what is the, Hickey, I'm really trying to understand how the double doubles. Like, does the other voter not realize that Caitlin Clark exists? Like, yeah, if there was no Caitlin Clark, sure. Yeah. Give Angel Reese rookie of the year. But this woman just lit up the whole league.
My bet would be that it's a local Chicago reporter who put the one vote in. Maybe, like you said, it is the double doubles. Maybe it's, oh, you know, her team was also not very good, and look how close they got. I mean, again, I can't explain it, but that's what I would assume. Because like you said, if it's a national reporter or someone who covers a different team and you're not biased, objectively, there's no discussion. It's clear and obvious. And so outside of just being a Chicago homer, and trying to, or just trying to upset people and have this be a discussion.
That's it.
I don't know what the rationale can be.
There's no other reason than just to go out here and upset people. Like there's nothing else. And you know what? Caitlin Clark still got the award. She's still rolling in the dough, rolling in the money. She actually put a post up on Instagram thanking everybody. And let's be real. She's going to come back next year. And I know this sounds wild. She's going to be better. You know, I would venture to assume she's going to be stronger. We heard the story. Victor Wembanyama has gained, I don't know, I think he was 25 pounds they said he gained?
A muscle, obviously.
Wow. 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 Good for Victor Wembanyama. I don't know if Caitlin Clark is going to put on weight, but I'm sure she's going to get stronger. I know she has more experience. I'm going to assume that she gets better. Logo threes, better pass. I don't know. But forget all that rookie of the year stuff. Caitlin Clark's going to be staring at MVP sooner than later. And Diana Taurasi will be sitting at home watching on her couch. Oh, it's good to see what she did this year. Never complained. Never shot back at anybody. Just did all of her talking on the court. And if you remember back in college, at one point in time, she did so much complaining to the refs. The dad looked at her from the stands and told her to shut up. Stop with all that complaining. At least here in the pros, she don't complain about nothing. She shows up and goes to work. Everybody else complains about her. They need to get over it. And congratulations to Caitlin Clark. Your 2024 WNBA Rookie of the Year. It's the first time a lot of people cared about it. Welcome to the Caitlin Clark Hour. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, the Mets and the Brewers are underway. I'll give you an update on what's going on there. And then also, Thursday night football. We got the Falcons and we got the Buccaneers, two teams in the NFC South trying to make their mark. We'll get into that game on the other side as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I got something special for you. Listen to this. Football season is heating up, like I just told you. And Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. The app is really simple to use. Pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. Prize Picks even invented the Flex Play, so you can still cash out even if one of your picks doesn't hit. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code JR and get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That's code JR on Prize Picks to get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states where it is lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, man. That gave me nightmares. Oh. Made me think about the other New York Jets quarterback is doing okay. Sam Darnold is doing okay. Mark Sanchez, I think he's on TV, right? On television? Good for him. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Mark Sanchez, nice guy. Very nice guy. Good quarterback, not so much in the pros, but nice guy. He knew how to hand the ball off. Smart man, smart man. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The Brewers and Mets are underway. We got a nothing score here in the first inning. There you go. There's your update. Now, anyway, when we get to 40 minutes from now, give or take, because games never start on time. Hickey, what time do you think they're going to kick? 8:15, 8:10, Eastern time? What are you thinking?
I believe it is 8:20,
I think,
is what they say.
Oh, my God.
Maybe 8:15.
And they're going to do what for 20 minutes? Like in the stadium, they're going to waste everybody's time. But on TV, they're going to do what?
Probably go around the desk with the 100 analysts they have and give predictions, maybe.
Oh, that's right. This is Amazon.
That's right. Right. So yeah. Tony Gonzalez, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Richard Sherman.
Is Kelsey there? Am I mixing people up? I don't know.
He is. Actually, that's probably the one broadcast he's not on.
He's on ESPN.
Fair to assume, right? He's everywhere. But this is the one, at least, broadcast for Amazon. I don't think he'll be there.
Oh, my God.
Whitworth, Andrew Whitworth.
Yeah. You know, I saw Whitworth on Monday night, and I said, oh, there's the boring offensive lineman that nobody knows now.
Jeez.
No, I did. I looked at Whitworth and I said, he's not Jason Kelsey. That's what came to my head. I'm like, damn.
You have what? Kelsey fatigue yet?
Me?
Yeah.
What, for one or both of them?
For Jason.
No, because I don't watch. I don't listen. Don't care. I don't. Are you sick of him?
I am, yes.
Oh, wow. Why?
I think he's everywhere. It's too much. Look, he's a funny guy. Don't get me wrong here, but between TV appearances, between commercials, he's just shoved down our throats. And I've had enough, to be honest with you.
There were people who were upset after that game a few weeks ago. What was that Monday night? Yeah, Monday. Was that Monday night? Yeah.
Yeah, the Falcons. Eagles.
Falcons came back against the Eagles. And everybody was just like, there was too much Kelsey. It was too much. They're like, what are we doing? We came here for the football game, not to watch the other team's legend. Like, spare us.
I think ESPN apologized for that, or someone did.
Who ESPN sent an apology? Come on now.
Maybe Jason Kelsey on his podcast apologized. Like, someone, I think.
Yeah, he referenced it. He said he understood. He got it. I don't know if I call it an apology, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
No,
they should offer an apology for that love fest. But
I've never listened to the man. I don't even think in excess of 2 minutes, if that. The most I've ever heard of him is here on our show when we play a clip.
You know, you're doing something right, JR.
What's that?
You're living in your own world.
I try.
And it's a good thing. I'm saying it's a good thing.
I don't want to live in anybody else's world. It's impossible. As much that gets produced in the sports space, it's impossible to listen to everything. I scan and skim and read and go through a lot, probably everything. But to actually listen to everything, impossible. Impossible. Hickey, Kyle Van Noy and Gerald McCoy, did you know they have a podcast?
Nope. No idea.
It's like McCoy and Van Noy. I'm like, what? It's impossible. impossible.
Yeah, that's there's definitely over what's the word I'm looking for here? Oversaturation, without a doubt.
Of podcasts?
Of just content, general.
Jeff Teague has a podcast. He's funny. The clips I've seen. He has a podcast. Jeff Teague. We got role players in the NBA. These guys got podcasts. Come on. Ben Roethlisberger has a podcast. The footballing. Oh, man. Who else has a podcast?
I saw Eric Armstead. I think has a podcast, the former 49ers defensive lineman. I think he's in Jacksonville now. He's talking about Trevor Lawrence, I saw.
Oh, my God.
Said, is this Eric Armstead? Yep, it is. Talking about his own teammate. Okay.
This is what the guys want to do on their downtime. Just, you know what I have to do? A podcast.
Well, did you see who got in trouble this week because of a podcast?
Oh, my God. Wait. Is it a man or a woman?
It is a man.
Okay. Trey Young has a podcast, too, by the way. No, what happened? Who got in trouble?
It is Darius Slay. Did you see what podcast he went on? He has his own podcast, right? But he was on someone else's podcast, Parsons' podcast.
He was on Mike. I thought he was on Debo Samuel has a podcast, too. I thought he was there. See, I can't even keep up.
He may have been there at one point, but this week he was on Micah Parsons. And you know what they were doing?
What?
Making fun of C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Darius Slay's teammate, getting toasted in their last game. God. And now he's getting roasted by, rightfully so, Eagles fans for making fun of his own teammate on a rival's podcast.
Oh, my God.
Get this you in trouble.
It's like gang warfare. The Philadelphia Eagle can't go on a Dallas Cowboys podcast. They're going to start creating lines in the sand. This is crazy. Shaq has a podcast. Oh, my. Is there a quarterback? Tell me. There's not a quarterback who has a podcast, right? There's not an active QB who has a podcast. Could you imagine?
You know who has a vlog, though, that I stumbled upon recently? Kyler Murray.
He's vlogging about what? Video games?
The one I saw was a day in the life of a quarterback on a game day. That was his vlog.
That's not bad.
It was not great, though.
So. Is he being followed around, or is he filming it with his phone?
He was being followed around.
Okay, all right. Minimal work on his part. None.
Yes, and minimal produce, I will say.
Okay, well, that's good. It feels
something.
Feels raw and authentic. Oh, my God. I was going to say, do any of the Knicks have a podcast? I answered that question, yep.
Half the team.
Yeah, well, the Knicks have a podcast. I'm trying to think, does one guy on every team have a podcast? The Orlando Magic, I don't know. Boston Celtics, I don't think so. Minnesota, no. Oh, yeah.
Does anybody on the Lakers have a podcast?
LeBron James has TV shows, bro. Movies.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
That guy is.
Although he's like, talking about everything but basketball, but you're right.
Yeah, he's like, I got the shop, folks, okay?
I guess him and JJ Redick, are they going to, well, I guess they're not going to continue their show.
The coach of the Lakers quit his podcast to be the coach of the Lakers.
Only in the NBA could a podcaster get hired and have to quit the podcast.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Anyway, it's too many of these things. And they don't talk about it. You get a funny joke every now and then. But there's nothing out of them. Anyway, 855-212-4227. I don't know anybody. Well, I just told you about Gerald McCoy. I think he's done. Is he retired? What's his deal, right?
I hope so. He has to be like 40 years old.
He got hurt or something. He tried with the Cowboys and it didn't work out. So now he's podcasting, I guess. So anyway, he'll be watching Thursday Night Football like the rest of us. Oh, no, Hickey, he's only 36. Only. Oh, damn. He hasn't played since 2021. Oh, my God. Damn, he hasn't played really since 2019. That's how I heard he's been. Damn.
Wow.
He played 16 games in 2019. He played one game for the Raiders in 2021, and that was it. Wow. Time flies. Anyway. Damn. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, this one guy, I'm surprised he doesn't have a podcast. And I feel like it's going to come soon. Tyreek Hill, Miami Dolphins. I'm shocked he doesn't have a show. Surprise, shocked. The biggest story for Tyreek Hill this year is getting tackled by the police on the way to the stadium. Because there's no action on the field. This man hasn't had a touchdown since week one. And we know his quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, has gone down. And so far for the year 2024, Tyreek Hill likes to do a lot of chatting and talking. He only has that one touchdown, 217 yards. And let me tell you something. Things are not going to get better with Huntley trying to throw him the ball or Thompson trying to throw him the ball. If there's anybody waiting for week eight and a return for Tua Tagovailoa, it's Tyreek Hill. And he didn't have to sit around on a podcast and tell us this because he doesn't have one. But he did stand in front of the media. And as bad as things are in Miami right now, as bad as it is for him to try to be on the receiving end of a catch, and as bad and as desperate as the Chiefs are in getting their hands on a wide receiver, Tyreek Hill says, I'm not trying to leave. I don't want to go back to Kansas City. I want to stay here in Miami. I want you to listen to this.
I'm just focused on right here and right now. Like, we got a beautiful team here, and I want to be a part of it. You know, we got a great situation here. My family loves it. I enjoy it. The weather's great. The fans are great. So we got a beautiful situation here, man. Obviously, you know, my parents always taught me, you know, control the controllables. And I only can control so much. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, we all know the NFL is a business. Whatever happens, happens. You know what I'm saying? So moving forward, I would love to be here. I love being here. You know, I love the guys. I love my locker mate, Javon Holland. He's a maniac. He's a guy. You know what I'm saying? He brings me nice snacks sometimes.
Snacks are good. They got something in common. Him and Rex Ryan, they both love snacks. Anyway. I don't think he's going anywhere. For what? I know someone else who's actually going to be around. Odell Beckham Jr., who turns 32 in November, is finally starting to practice with the Miami Dolphins. It is October. This man had a knee procedure, another one, and he's finally rolling. Listen to Odell explain why it has taken him so long, but now he has nobody to throw him the ball. Listen to this.
I think a lot of people don't know exactly what I was going through. You know, just like everybody in here, we're all humans, we all go through life. And ending the season, there was a lot going on in my life, personal life, you know, businesses, all of that. That just kind of had me in a place where football wasn't exactly a priority. You know, I have a son, he's 2 years old. You know, I didn't get much time to spend with him. I feel like he's growing up fast and I'm not having that much time. So football wasn't exactly first and foremost thing on my mind. Then I had to have a small cleanup, like up the knee. And just kind of going through that free agency process, you know, my agent and I went back and forth whether we do it right after the season or, you know, we wait until free agency happens. And I just feel like I waited too late, didn't know what was going on. You know, deep down inside, my plan a long time ago was the way that the free agency went, I was probably going to join the team during the season. You know, so I would have had more time. It wasn't going to be the pressure to be back for training camp, all that. So, you know, just talking with Mike as figuring out where I wanted to go and the conversations I had with him, along with some of the brothers that I have down here, he was one of the main reasons I came here. And we kind of had an understanding of probably not going to be ready.
Yeah, well, whatever. Who's going to throw him the ball now? Is he going to come back before or after Tua? He's going to have another knee procedure and just, I don't know, go on IR for the year and see what check he can collect. Come on now. Odell Beckham, if you think that, just don't play football no more, man. If your knees hurt, you want to hang out at home with your boy, I mean, just, you don't got to play to know. 855-212-4227. Walker is calling from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. First of all, thanks for having me on. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you. What's up?
So first, I got two things. One, I wanted to make a comment on the whole podcast space being flooded by athletes now. I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan, even though I'm all the way in South Carolina. And I remember when Patrick Peterson came over to the Vikings, and I would always hear comments come out from his podcast and all kinds of cryptic things on social media about the team. And that was when Mike Zimmer was on the hot seat. And I just I hated everything about that, hearing all the drama come out of
things, all things covered with Brian McFadden. Yes, his cousin.
Yep. And then I had one more thing. Being a Vikings fan, not expecting this 4-0 start at all, and Sam Darnold playing at the level that he is, and right. Brian Flores' defense popping off like they are. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
You know what, Walker? I'm going to get into that at the top of the hour, because Sam Darnold, I'm sure you know, he got an award from the NFL. Then I'm like, wow, Sam Darnold got an award. So we're going to take a break, Walker. At the top of the hour, I'm going to talk about Sam Darnold and the Minnesota Vikings. And then before we get to that, on the other side of this break, I'm going to talk about everything with the Falcons and the Bucks tonight. Is that a good deal, Walker?
That sounds great, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for hanging in there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You just heard what we're going to do. I'm going to preview Thursday Night Football in a few minutes. Then we're going to talk about Sam Darnold and the award that he won. We got so much more to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is sponsored by the new 2025 Hyundai Tucson Hybrid that has class-leading advanced safety features like the available blind spot view monitor to make your ride more enjoyable. Man, we got some Thursday Night Football coming your way in about 40 minutes. Should have the kickoff here in Atlanta, Georgia, as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the Atlanta Falcons. Now, I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia. I hear about the Falcons. I see the Falcons. My friends go to the game. I go to the game. I see what's going on. Falcons are 2-2. They have Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins on the year has been mediocre. The man can't move. Has 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Offense has been slow. I mean, after what we saw last year, I just shudder thinking about what we saw last year. Oh, my God. Ritter and Heinicke. It was pathetic. Everybody looked at the team and said, oh, man, look at all the weapons we have. Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, Tyler Algier. Look at all these weapons we have. If only we had a quarterback. Well, the quarterback that they have is coming off of an Achilles. Michael Penix Jr. is standing around on the sidelines, and the offense is a snore. They lost to Pittsburgh to open the season. Only scored 10 points. They barely beat the Philadelphia Eagles, scoring 22 points. Barely beat them. They lost to Kansas City. What a shock. Only 17 points. It took a field goal this past Sunday, to beat New Orleans, 26 points. Kirk Cousins can't find the end zone. And forget Kirk Cousins. Kyle Pitts, man, this guy's a basketball-playing tight end, and he sucks. Arms are longer than everybody's. Legs are longer than everybody's. Stride is longer than everybody's. I guess he just doesn't want to run a route and use it. He only has 100 yards receiving on a season. This is a giant tight end. It's early in the season. But the Falcons, this offense sucks. And tonight, Kirk Cousins, he said, tonight is a night that we could turn the season around and really make a statement for how good we are. Okay, Kirk, whatever.
We understand the opportunity we have at home against a good football team, division champs the last few years. Have a lot of respect for the players in that team, the success they've had, the scheme we're going against, the head coach. So great challenge for us, great opportunity for us, and looking forward to it.
Okay, all right. Now, Todd Bowles, not known for his enthusiasm, is coaching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They have a 3-1 record. Now, they're throwing a football around, okay? Baker Mayfield already has almost 1,000 yards passing. He has 8 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions. Baker Mayfield, you think he misses Cleveland? Hell no. No, he doesn't. Happy in Tampa. Gets to throw the ball to Evans and Godwin. He's living the life. And Todd Bowles looking at the opposing team quarterback, because all coaches have to do, they have to throw the other team. You have to throw them compliments. You don't want to give fuel to the fire. So Todd Bowles says Kirk Cousins is still a great QB.
He's a good football player. We played him last year in Minnesota. I mean, we've had our chances to play him a few times, but he's in a different offense this time. He's got a lot more weapons than he had than just Jefferson and a couple guys in Minnesota, and he knows how to play the game. He runs the offense well. He knows where to go with the ball and how to get rid of the ball, so he presents a great challenge.
Yeah, he does. So why they not winning? They all getting used to each other? Yeah, that's what Kirk Cousins used to do. We're waiting on it now. How long does it have to take? What, a lack of preseason? Is this still the preseason? Is tonight the breakout for the Falcons? Since we're throwing around compliments, Baker Mayfield has some words for the Falcons' new head coach, or at least now he's a full-time head coach, and Raheem Morris. Listen to Baker Mayfield.
He brings the energy every single day, and you know he tries to instill the confidence within his own guys and to allow them to be, you know, the best they can be. And so he's a fun guy to play for and be around. And yeah, I understand why these guys enjoy playing for him. You can see it on tape.
Okay, all right. Let me get down to it. The Falcons are so unpredictable. They're so unpredictable. You would think tonight, based on what we've seen this season, you would expect Tampa Bay to step out onto the Falcons field and just light them up. The Falcons, even right now with Judon, you know, they haven't knocked around the opposing quarterback. Baker Mayfield has been able to stand upright. I don't think he's been sacked more than a couple times this year. You would think playing on the turf at Mercedes-Benz Stadium here in Atlanta that they would just go out there and light them up. But the Falcons are so unpredictable. Today might be that breakout game. Because the Falcons have an opportunity to say, hey, we're at the top of the NFC South tonight. They have a chance to do that. Otherwise, they fall to 2-3. If they fall to 2-3, Hickey, let me tell you, the phone lines will be blowing up off the hook tomorrow in Atlanta. People will be asking for Penix Jr. Already, if they fall tonight, people are going to be calling for the next quarterback.
And you know what? Like you said, rightfully so. When you get off to a slow start, this was going to be a short relationship anyway when you drafted Penix. So you needed to get off to a hot start. Brings the question of why didn't you play in the preseason back up to begin with now as you're still trying to figure out the offense. I'm with you. At home, divisional opponent, you got to win. Got to win this one.
They have to. I don't know. This game is either going to go one or two ways. The Bucs are going to light them up, and the Falcons aren't going to be able to keep up. The Falcons' offense explodes tonight, or I give a third option, or the Falcons come from behind again and win by the skin of their teeth. One thing I don't expect, I'd be shocked if the Falcons just ran all over them tonight. I think the Bucs are going to put up points. And Kirk Cousins, he talked about facing off against this Todd Bowles team in defense, and listen to what Kirk Cousins said.
You're going to see different fronts. You're going to see different coverages. You're going to see different pressures, and you're going to see good disguises. And you know, it's going to be a lot to prepare for.
Yeah, well, we're going to see what's going to happen. The game is set and scheduled to be underway in about 30 minutes from now. The Falcons are just a massive disappointment, and I got to be honest and real here too. Not a lot of people talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Because there's nothing sexy about him. It doesn't matter what Baker Mayfield has done since he's come over to quote-unquote replace Tom Brady. None of that matters because Baker Mayfield is not Tom Brady. All right? Evans is not getting any younger. Godwin is not getting any younger. If I look at Todd Bowles, I'm surprised. Well, I'm not surprised given the results, but it is slightly surprising that he's still here. You would have thought that he would have got the boot like almost immediately. Especially knowing that Tom Brady moved on. The Buccaneers are good enough to go to the postseason. Are they good enough to win a Super Bowl? I don't think so. Is Baker Mayfield? It's difficult for me to even close my eyes and envision Baker Mayfield as a Super Bowl champion. I don't know. Maybe Baker Mayfield will shock us. But the Buccaneers are good enough to be a tier two team in the NFC. They're not the Lions. I know right now, look at the 49ers, they're all busted up and hurt, specifically Christian McCaffrey. They're not there either. But let's see if they keep on scoring. I got the Buccaneers tonight. I do. Even here at home, it's tricky because the Falcons, you never know what you're going to get. They're not good. They're not bad. They're just average. But I'm going to go with the Bucs on the road. I think the Bucs are going to go 4-1. And if Atlanta wins, barely. Unless the defense is ridiculously active. That's the only thing. Hey, Hickey, who do you got in this game?
I'm with you. I like the Bucs here. Baker Mayfield. I mean, Baker so far, this season specifically, has played like a top five quarterback. He's been tremendous. That offense is gelling. And like you said, just with Atlanta, there's still too much. It still feels like they're trying to go through the motions here. And defensively, Tampa's really good. Offensively, they're in sync right now. I think the Bucs, just with the way they're rolling and Atlanta's still trying to figure it out, I think Tampa Bay wins.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out what happens in a few hours. I know everybody a few blocks from here, downtown Atlanta, I know they're all getting hyped and swagging and surfing. And I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Flag waving, probably.
Flag waving. And Hickey, you really must not like Jamal Anderson. He's in there doing the Dirty Bird somewhere right now.
That's a great dance move. I like that.
Okay.
That's good.
You like that, but not the flags.
Correct.
Okay. All right. All right. When you come, I'll leave you outside. No taken. When you visit, I'll leave you outside. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of quarterbacks, we have two quarterbacks that were just named AFC and NFC Player of the Month. One of them is the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. He won an award. We're going to talk about Sam Darnold on the other side of the break. We will. More NFL action. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.